Now we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and the next couple segments we'll be joined by members of the Sunset Zoo, including Marketing and Development Officer Melissa Kirkwood. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we also have on the phone with us today Andy Hutchinson. He's the chair of Water Matters Day with Kanza Rotary. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's good to be with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you both on. Got a lot of stuff going on right now at the zoo. It's so nice that things are back open there. And Melissa, tell us, what are your hours of operation?
Yeah, you bet. We are very excited that we are now open 7 days a week, 9:30 to 3. And as you may have been following us, we had been closing during those hours during our first phase to do some additional cleaning, but we are able to stay open continuously and still offer that cleaning as a part of our protocol. So we're open 9:30 to 3 each day, 7 days a week, which is good for us to be open 7 days a week now for the public. And some other exciting news, this weekend we opened up our gift shop, which kind of puts us into that next phase of opening for us. And so guests had been asking, you know, could they visit our gift shop, those kinds of things. And so we were working on protocols to put in place to make sure that that was safe and good. And we are following the ordinance with the mask mandate for the city of Manhattan. But however, we are an outdoor location. So what we are informing our guests of is that we, one, have free masks that we will give you at the ticket window. Two, if you can maintain 6 foot distance, we are asking that you have a mask with you. But if you can maintain that 6 foot distance, you don't have to have the mask on the entire time. But there are indoor locations or there are some close encounter areas where it would be good for you to have that mask with you.
All right. Well, that's good to hear the gift shop's back open. And I understand you can also rent strollers and wagons once again.
Yes. So we are cleaning those as part of our protocol. But a lot of times, you know, when you're coming to the zoo, you're loading up a lot of things anyway, you know, lots of kids and sometimes visitors, you know, who aren't from Manhattan wanting to come show off the zoo to those that are visiting with you. So we now have strollers and wagons available, so you don't have to bring your own. Those are rentable. So those are available now as part of our gift shop opening. Of course, you can bring your own wagons and strollers, but it's just another amenity that we are offering the public now, and so we're very happy to be able to do that. You can also, you know, get your souvenirs, and we also sell a lot of local, people may or may not know, we sell a lot of local artisan things in our gift shop as well, such as we provide local honey that is produced actually by our hives here at Sunset Zoo, but we partner with Golden Prairie Honey Farms, and they help produce that honey and bring it back to the zoo so that we can sell it as part of our conservation efforts.
Very cool. Well, you know, this past weekend was pretty hot, and I imagine keeping people cool out there is a definite must out there. You want to make sure people are staying hydrated and have water with them.
Absolutely. So having water is really important any time of the year, but especially when it was as hot as it was this last week. And part of our protocols, we do not have our water fountains, as like you can't drink from the fountain, but we have bottle refill stations available throughout the zoo, and now we have an additional one available in our gift shop. So you can bring bottles with you to refill. You can purchase water from us here now in the gift shop and in our vending machines, but water is just important to stay hydrated during these times, and especially even when it's not 100 plus degrees out or feels like 100. as you're walking through our zoo, we want you to spend time and have a great time here, but we want you to stay hydrated too. So we're happy to be able to provide those services for the public, and we're excited to be doing some other things with water coming up this weekend. So we are going to be hosting Water Matters Day with Conza Rotary, and we have done this event in the past with Rotary for several years, and we traditionally combine it with an event we call Water Safari, which is a lot of water play. However, this year, due to COVID-19, we are not going to do Water Safari just because of social distancing and the inability provide that distancing with water play. So, but we are continuing on with a kids free day for Water Matters Day. And I'll let Andy talk a little bit about why Water Matters Day matters and what we're going to be doing a little bit differently this year.
Yeah, so Conza Rotary is part of a international civic organization called Rotary International. And Rotary is dedicated to six areas of focus to build international relationships, improve lives, and create a better world to support peace efforts and to end polio. And so providing clean water, sanitation, and hygiene is one of those key areas of focus. Because clean water is important, it's one of the basic necessities for a healthy environment and a productive life. And when people have access to clean water and sanitation, waterborne diseases decrease, children stay healthier and attend school more regularly, and families can spend less time carrying water and more time helping their families. We hold Water Matters Day each year. So this is actually the 10th year of Water Matters Day, which is Conza Rotary's signature project. And we do it to increase water awareness among the general public regarding the importance of clean water and safe water, educate youth on the same topic, and support water-related service projects at the local, regional, and international levels. And so historically, we've had exhibitors come that are involved in various water projects throughout the region, and so what we're going to do is move some of those challenges and interactive activities to a virtual mode, and we appreciate the zoo's partnership and their leadership with the recent challenge they did with the Earth Day 50/50.
All right. Well, and this is such a good point because, you know, we're seeing this year how much, airborne diseases can affect us. But imagine if this COVID-19 was transmitted through water, we'd be talking probably even worse than we're seeing right now here with, if that's possible, with what we're seeing with the airborne disease.
Absolutely. It would have some devastating effects on each of us.
So obviously that'll be taking place, and this coincides with Kids Free Day at the Sunset Zoo, which, if I'm not mistaken, this typically happens in March, isn't that right, Melissa?
Yeah, we have a couple of days that we traditionally do for Kids Free Days, and March was one of those days. But however, we were closed at that time. So this is really the first opportunity that we've been able to offer the community a Kids Free Day opportunity. And it will be kids will be admitted free with a paid adult admission. And we want people to come out to the zoo, still enjoy the opportunities that we have here at the zoo. And we will have some education posters up about that virtual opportunity with Conza Rotary. We are good partners with them, and we want to be able to share that with the public. But we also want you to come and experience and see the nature and the beauty of the zoo. So we do have traditionally a Kids Free Day in March, and here with Water Matters Day, we have usually had that as a summer Kids Free Day, and we are happy to be able to offer that to the community as part of this education effort. And we know that, you know, at least hopefully this weekend, the weather is going to cooperate with us and it's actually going to be beautiful. So we encourage you to come on out to the zoo.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great weather weekend for sure. Let's take a quick time out and we will come back and do some more discussion here with Andy and Melissa from the Sunset Zoo as we continue in focus on News Radio KMAN.